Like one of the difficult Rashi's in this week's parasha is where Yaakov Avinu comes into Yitzchak and comes into the brachas, and he says to him, "Ani bincha b'charcha Esav." So his mother said, "I like the loss of Ani." The mother Rivka took the achrayus and he went in. And he lied. He said, "Ani bincha b'charcha Esav." That's Rashi. No, he said, "Ani bincha. I'm your son. I'm Yaakov. B'charcha Esav. Esav is your b'char." And that's how Rashi teaches Yaakov and all the boys in yeshiva from right away, from first grade. This is like the Rashi that they know. Ani bincha. Yaakov didn't lie. He said, "Ani bincha. B'charcha Esav." So the problem is that I wasn't there, but like if we could listen to a tape of what he said, what did Yaakov say? Did he say, "Ani bincha"? And b'charcha Esav. I'm a sovereign. Might as well say, "Ani Yaakov" and then b'charcha Esav. It's the stavra that he said, "Ani bincha b'charcha Esav." I am your son. I'm your b'char. I'm your Esav. And if he said, "Ani bincha b'charcha Esav," so what does it help that if you make a kneish, you can make a guy. What are you getting from that? What's the tale of that? So the Chafetz Chaim asked this kasha, and in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, I'd like to explain what his answer, what he says. There's an issur of Gneivas Daas. It's an issur to fool people. Gneivas Daas, to fool a person. What is the geder of Gneivas Daas? If you're fooling someone in a way that makes them lose money, so then that's Gneiva. That's total Gneiva. If somebody Ramesha writes, if you forge a diploma, I believe you have a diploma, because of that you get a job. So Ramesha writes that Gneivas Mammon. What's the case? Well, what is Gneivas Daas? So the Gemara says in Chulin, that Tzadik Dalet, it brings down a Maisa. Mazutra Bereidur of Nachman have a Ka'osel Mesichwa Lebe Mechuza. The Gemara says that Mazutra, the son of Afana, have a Ka'azul Mesichwa. He was going from the city of Sichwa to Beim Mechuzah. He was going to the city of Beim Mechuzah. The Rava of Rav Safra have a Ka'azul Sichwa. And Rava lived in Mechuzah and Rav Safra. So they were walking in the opposite direction on the road. So Mazutra sees them. Hako Adabi. So they meet. So Mazutra assumed they were coming out to greet him. He says to them, shouldn't have done it. You don't have to be so much react to come out to greet me. So Rav Safra tells them, we didn't. He says, Rav Safra, the Gemara says, Rav Safra said, "Achein, why have you a demon because he married? We didn't know you were coming. If we didn't know you were coming, we would have greeted you. We didn't come out to greet you." That's what he told them. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Rava, what did you do that for? Why does it bother you? He's happy. He thinks we came out to greet him. We gave him COVID. So Amalei Rava, Rava says, why did you do this? Hashta, chlashta l'dayta, you gave him chalishis hadas. He thought we're coming out to greet him. So, you know, if the poor guy's happy, let him be happy. What are you doing?
Let him continue walking.
So that's, somebody walked him back. I don't know. A Malay, so he answered, "How come our team Malay? We're fooling him. You know, can't all fool people." So Rava answered, "No, you the Kamaki Lanashe. We're not doing anything to fool him. He's fooling himself. So if he fools himself, then we don't. It's not us." So Rava and Rav Safra argued by you the Kamati Anashe, but everyone agrees that if a person is that it's us to fool the person to come out to for Rava and Rav Safra to say, "Oh, we came to greet you," and it's not true. So that's for sure us. That it's a little hard to understand the Isser. What's so terrible? You make a person feel good. What's such a terrible thing? If the person you're going out and you see somebody, you say, "I'm coming to greet you," he can't do it. What's so terrible? Why did the Torah ask such a thing? It's even worse. Because the Gemara says there in the Sugya and Cholim that Gneivas Daas is also Afilu from a guy. Even from a guy. There are days that Geneva's mamim by a guy is mutter than atayr. And Geneva's das is the kuliyama asim and atayr. In the Sefer HaYerayim, when he counts this mitzvah, he says, Chomor, Geinev das, they Geinev nefashis, the Geinev mamim. He says, Geneva's das is more Chomor than kidnapping and stealing money. Because we see that Geneva's das is also even by a guy. A Geneva's mamim and Geneva's nefashis is the Torah only asked by it. So it's not to understand what's shot. Geneva's das is worse than stealing. Stealing money from somebody. How should that be?
Can't pay.
Can't repay him. Geneva's mamim you can repay. No, but it's not that one's Muhammad and the other one's not that one's Asr.
You
don't have to repay him that guy in Muhammad.
You can repay him, you can say I was kidding such and such.
No, but you can't, whatever you fool him, he's still fooled. But the point is, one is not that one's Asr. You don't have to repay him, so it can't be that it's supposed to be paid. So Rabbeinu Yonah in Sha'arei Tshuva answers the kasha. In Sha'ar Shlishi, Sha'arei Tshuva, in Ois Kuf Pei Dalet, also, lignay das abriya is a fill of das nachri. Bring down the sister to be going to das. Hachet hazeh chomer et lachachme Yisrael yaisem igezel nachri. It's worse to be going to das of a guy than to steal from a guy. Yanu biyan. Kisras sheker ashma rabba. Because speaking falsely is a terrible affair. V'nishayavnu al givrei ha'emes. Why? Ki hum yisaydeh ha'nofesh. It's from the yisaidim of the person's own nefesh, when a person fools other people. It's different than stealing. Stealing is also does damage to a person. When a person is going to das, when he fools people, when he is dishonest with people, when he talks people in a certain way, it's a totally different issue. You know, there are certain aveiros, that the aveiro itself, and the male is pagan in the nefesh, every aveiro is pagan. When a person steals. The makor of stealing is you're taking someone else's thing. Now, menela stealing is mazik a person's nefesh, because every aveir is. But the yisrael of the aveir is that you're stealing from someone. And menela is pagan benafsh. The yisrael of the neighbor's das is because it is, the etzem because it's pagan benafsh. It's not being avlach aveir, the aveir. If you tell somebody I came to greet you, you're not doing an avlach to him. There's no avlach to him. It's an avlach to you. It's there are various that they know them lamakim. There are various that they know them lachavere. There are a few averis that have been other laatzmai. There are averis not because you're plaguing the other person, but because in dealing with another person, you're doing damage to yourself. The neighbor's das is also because you do damage to yourself. You're training yourself to cheat. Like leisista sechicha b'vavecha. There's a lot of leisista sechicha b'vavecha. You're not allowed to hate him in your heart. That means you don't say anything bad to him. You don't damage him. You don't do anything. You're never here. But the leiv, you're not allowed to hate. That's not being other machaveira. Not doing anything to him. He doesn't know you hate him. He doesn't have any clue. And there's nothing. Bovavecha. It's all bovavecha. So the Yerushalmi says it's also because daki oyhevata vein oyhevsaynei. A person, you have to be somebody who loves people. Vein oyhevsaynei. Somebody who loves people doesn't hate people. You can't, it doesn't go together. You have a chiv to yourself. To be oyhev, to be someone who has who learns to have love for other people. Vein oyhev sainein, oyhev doesn't hate people. It's not, it doesn't go together. The yisaydei iser is being other ma'atme. It has nothing to do with the other person. It has to do with you yourself. Geneva's das. Cheating people. Or fooling people. Now, of course, there are cases where you fool somebody and it's geneva mamish. But fooling someone where it does no damage to him. He's the other rabbi, he feels good. He doesn't want it because a person is training himself. It affects the yisaydei ha'nefesh. It affects the person himself to be another ma'atzmai. That you become a person that talks this way, that fools people. So to Chafetz Chaim, that even when a person has a heter to lie, like Yaakov Avinu had a heter, whatever the lumdus of the heter is, when you have a heter to lie, a person has to lie in a way that they know lebein atzmai is a ktsas geder. Whereas he is supposed to say that he's Esav. That's what he's supposed to do. So Lagabe Yitzchak, he had a heter. What exactly the heter was, like a lost abani, how that works, I'm not sure, but Yaakov had a heter. But now, he was still in the kuda that is plaguing Menashe, it's affecting him himself. So for that, you have Ani Bimcha B'charcha Esav. He taka said it clearly to fool Yitzchak. But Benafshai, he said Ani Bimcha B'charcha Esav. In his mind, he was saying Ani Bimcha. Chavetz Chaim Paskas like this way, Lahalacha, Paskas like this Ladina, that where a person has a heta to say an untruth, somebody has a heta to say a lie, he has to say, the person is allowed to lie B'nei Hashalom. He's allowed to lie to protect people. Really, I say a lie. But you should say it in a way that to you, it has such uptake. It comes up. Sometimes someone talks to me to talk to someone else. So I talk to the other person. He says, "Did he tell you to talk to me?" So I'm allowed to lie. The whole thing is B'nei Hashalom. Instead of saying no and lying, I say, "Do you think he would tell me and I wouldn't tell you?" Say no. Do you think I would do it? That's one good thing about sarcasm. You know, you say it that way, so you're not lying, but you're lying, and it's really lying. But you know, if you're in business, you sell someone something for $100, and he says, "Doesn't that cost $50 everywhere?" You say, "If it costs $50 everywhere, don't you think I would tell you?" So it's not a heter. But in a case where you have a heter to lie, the Chavetz Chaim says, so l'rafli d'av l'chaveri, you have to have a heter. They cover up riyas, they hashalom, you're right to lie. Even when you lie, a person shouldn't be pagan b'nafsha. A person has to be careful not to affect himself. And whenever a person does lie, it affects him. It becomes easier to lie next time, even though this time it was with a heter. It becomes easier to lie. Rav Pam held that yeshiva, sometimes in the Rebbe, in the elementary school classes, one of the boys in the class does something disrespectful. So a Rebbe tells the class, "Okay, I want you to tell me who did it." He tells it one boy, says, "Tell me who did it." So Rav Pam said, "Don't do that. No, I don't do that." What do you mean? But Lashon Hara would tell us, assuming the Rebbe knows how to deal with the kids, some Rebbeim, the flower, the shadow kids. But I'll tell you, assuming the Rebbe knows how to deal with the child. So he's telling another child, "Tell me who did it." It's Lashon Hara. He could explain to him, it's Lashon Hara, would tell us, and it's not to him. Tom said that it doesn't matter. It's true, it's Lashon Hara, would tell us, but that's not what the boy hears. The boy hears that when it's good for the Rebbe, you could say Lashon Hara. You know, when it works out for you, you can say Lashon Hara. If they don't have Avera, there may be no Avera. But it affects the person. And once Yisrof Palm, there's a story in the Turei Torah, I think became a famous story about the Chafetz Chaim. The story is that somebody came to Radin, and he got off the train, and he went over to the Chafetz Chaim. He didn't know he was the Chafetz Chaim. He went over there, and he said, "You know where the Chafetz Chaim was?" So he said, "Why do you want to know?" The person said, "The great tzaddik, the Chafetz Chaim, I want to see him." So Chafetz Chaim said, "Great tzaddik, he's no great tzaddik, I know him. He's not such a big tzaddik like they say, he's not such a big Talmud Chacham like they say." So the story is that the fellow belted the Chafetz Chaim, he came up, either he gave him a patch, or the story gets better as it goes on, you know, I think the Torah Tzaddik says he smacked him, or Meinu it says he knocked him down and made him bleed, you know. After a while, he has to go to the hospital. Also, you know, it changes. So, you know, so he knocked him down. Later, he realized it was the Chafetz Chaim. So the Chafetz Chaim said, "I deserved it because you know how to say Lashon Hara even about yourself." That was the, you know, he said it was true, but he was true with Lashon Hara and it's Lashon Hara about himself. So I want to ask Rav Pam that that story is not a true story. Because you are allowed to say Lashon Hara about yourself. You know, you should say Lashon Hara about yourself. Lashon Hara is a bein adam l'chaveri d'kiyusa. And there's no way of a person saying Lashon Hara about himself. It's mutlach atchem. So I asked Rav Pam, like, what's the pshat story? You know, do you believe the story? So Rav Pam, of course, smiled. He said, "You know, you don't pass him from stories. He didn't need to write Torah." But he thought about it. Maybe the Chafetz Chaim meant that Not that it's also, it's brought down that it's also, he didn't mean it's also. Well, you shouldn't get yourself used to, you get your mouth used to saying Lashon Hara, so you end up, you can end up saying it about other people. So, you know, the Chafetz Chaim, I think, writes that you shouldn't say Lashon Hara about Gayim, even though it's Mutlach Hetzelah. But you train yourself to say Lashon Hara. You're Paika Benasha, you affect yourself. So Gnevis Das and Sinner Belave, that's a Misadaraisa, because it's Paika Benasha. The person has to make siyagim. This would be, if the Chafetz Chaim said this, could be just said it to make the guy feel good. You hit me, he said, I deserve. But either way, there's certain deraises about being plagued in Menashe, there's certain siyagim. But the message is that there's such a concept. The Ani Bincha B'charcha Esav is a message that there's such a concept that even Klapi, the whole world, it's a lie, but Yaakov Klapi himself made the siyag, that he says it in a way that it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be Pagan Menashe. That was his Nakud.
Does Rabbeinu
get punishable by anything? No. He doesn't talk about the punishment. He just asks the Kasha and he says, because you're Pagan, you say that. He says a few words that I read. Now, this is an important Nakuda because people neglect Ben Ola Chaveirai, Ben Ola Mokim, everybody heard of. The whole concept of Ben Odom La'atmai, most people didn't hear of. There's a piece in the Michtam Elio, which rather goes also on a Medrash in this week's parasha, where he says, it's a Chelek Dalad, that if somebody asked me which bracha I could give him, one bracha of all the brachas, I would give him a bracha for what he calls Ikvius. Ikvius. Ayin Kuf Veiz Yud Vav Saf. What's Ikvius? Ikvius is Ekev Asher Shamar B'Kev. Ekev means that what he says it means is that when a person comes to a decision or conviction, that he follows through on it. That if a person decides that this is really what I should be doing, that he follows through and he does what he decides he should be doing. That if a person, generally a person struggles between the neshama and the guf, when the neshama decides that something is right, so there's a certain honesty in Adam La'atzmai that he goes out and he does it. He doesn't let himself be swept away. He doesn't let himself be swept away by everything else. It's a bein adam la'atzmai dikecheshbin. The whole ikvi is concept. It's bein adam la'atzmai. He brings it in this week's parasha. The pasuk it says v'yarach esreach begadov. When Yaakov went in, Yitzchak was impressed by the smell of his begadim. What does that smell stand for? So the Medrash says esreach begadov. That even if they are yidden, who are Avrei Aveira, Baigdav, the Medrash brings stories of certain Yidden that did Aveiras, and then at the end they would turn things around. That no matter what, no matter how much a person falls, that he is capable of turning it around, of just making a decision, again, Beinayla Beinatma, each of the stories, to turn things around. So this is the concept of Beinayla Beinatma. I think it's an important concept that you should hear sometime in your yeshiva life. I'd like to just elaborate on it in a nekuda which I hope you'll be able to appreciate. We heard Tarryag Mitzvahs in Sinai. We received Tarryag Mitzvahs. Of the Tarryag Mitzvahs, we only heard two from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which two? Those are the two that we heard. Now, that the mitzvah of Anoichi of Emunah, we heard a lot about. You know, it's an Iker and Yadus, it's that Emunah. Layelacha lehim acherim alpanai is not to have avodah zarah. And not to have avodah zarah, I mean, I think everyone in this room does very well with not having avodah zarah. I'm just telling everybody, all Yidden in the world, right? Yechazal wa mevatel b'yetzahara avodah zarah. So it's pretty good. At least, you know, it's one avera that we have a pretty good record on. It's layelacha lehim acherim. We don't have idols anymore. We don't have statues anymore. So it's like a shame that with this two mitzvahs that have the greatest potential for Ashpa and Yidden, because we heard it with Bia Gvura. So these two mitzvahs nowadays, Amunah is still there. Yisrael Maminim B'nei Maminim have a potential to have tremendous Mesiras Nefesh for Amunah. The Avodah Zarah one is a little, you know, it's a shame because, I mean, it's Mekoyim, but the Rambam says, what's Avodah Zarah? How did Avodah Zarah evolve? So the Rambam says, the way it evolved, first, they started serving not God, but they started serving, they said, Rabbi Shalom appointed the sun to give warmth to the world. So they gave thanks to the sun. Hashem gave rain to give water, so they thanked the rain as a shliach of Hashem. And they didn't mean it any different. He said, just like a king, you give cover to his minister, prime minister you give cover to, so you give cover to the rain. With the Meshech HaDairais, they got into this giving cover to the rain. So they started making, you give cover to the sun, what do you do at night, there's no sun. So they made a pestle, they made an image to remind them of the sun. They made an image to remind them of the rain gods. You know, rain gods sounds terrible. Rain gods sounds like the Greeks. So you could call it the Malach HaGeshem. That's something it sounds from. Right? Same thing as rain gods, you could say Malach HaGeshem. They called it Malach HaGeshem. They gave thanks to this Malach HaGeshem that Rav Shalom said. And they made an image to remind them. The Meshech HaDairais, they remembered the image. They saw the image, the statue. And they forgot that it stands for something. They got so used to praying to this image that over the generations they forgot, you know, it's not really the image, it stands for the Malach HaGeshem. Malach HaGeshem is the Shliach of Hashem. But you don't see that, you see the statue. So yes, you see the statue, they just fell into bowing, so their kids grew up also bowing to the statue. And that's how Avodah Zarah evolved. Now, it's strange that the Rambam should bring this down. The Rambam doesn't bring stories, and this is in the Yad, he doesn't bring stories. Is the Shtashlos of an Aveira before Sinai? Very, very strange. And especially if the Aveira is not even a Geya today, what's the purpose in telling us? Very strange. So, Mr. Eliyahu, no, the Rambam is telling us what the Yetzahara Avodah Zarah is. He says, Yetzahara Avodah Zarah, Hulirais Hachitzainius, Mibli Hapinius. It's our Avodah Zarah is to look at things and see the chitzainius of the thing, the statue. The Bli Hapinius, you forget that there's a Rebbeinu Sholem behind it. To see the Olam HaGashmi, the physical world that you can see, you can touch. And to forget that there's an Olam HaRuchni behind it. That's the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. And even though Avodah Zarah itself was bottled, the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah is still around. The Yetzirah to see things, just the chitzainius of the things, and not the pnimius, not what's behind it, is a Yetzirah which still exists. The Mechaneliel gives an example. His example is, a person goes and he buys a very nice menorah. He wants to be a mahadir. He buys a beautiful silver menorah. And he takes it home, he hits a mitzvah. Comes the first night of Hanukkah. He's at work, calls home, he tells his wife, you know, I have a client I have to see, I'll be late. You know, tell the kids to light without me, I'll come home later, I'll light. Right. So here you have a person, mahadir in the menorah. What's his hiddur in the menorah? The chitzainius of the menorah is a nice silver menorah to put by his thing. In the pnimius of the mitzvah, he's lacking. He's willing to spend, $500-$700 on a menorah. He's not willing to, you know, to leave work 2 hours earlier to be able to light it. This man you're supposed to, the way you're supposed to, with the family around. So that's a very strong statement. And Mr. Miliel says, that is Yitzhak Avay Dazar. To see the chitzainius without the pnimius. You know people like that. Yitzhak Avay Dazar is gone. There are people like that. There are people who look at the chitzainius without pnimius. When you talk about making chasness, I'm talking about you, I'm talking about parents, make chasness for their kids. Really, it's the most kodeshtika achrayas a parent has in his life. To help his child choose and to marry up a child to someone that could be a shutif, can help raise a family. It's the most kodeshtika achrayas a parent can have. Now what happens? People get caught up with everything else. The color scheme, and with the decorations at the chasna, and with the dresses, and with the presents, and with the gifts. And they forget what it's all about. The chitzainius of the chasna they remember, everything they remember, and the pnimius of it is totally forgotten. I should say it's totally forgotten, but what are you doing about it? Well, what can you do? I don't pnimius, I hear the hair, what pnimius? You say, not the la'atzmai. It's a cheshbon that a person should have an integrity himself to care about the things that matter. I speak very often, I have this problem that makes chasness. And very often there's friction, there's this and that, you know, how to do it, how not to do it. People lose sight of what it's about. People lose sight of what matters. What matters is that everyone should get along. It costs a little more, it costs a little less. It's incredible. People get caught up. You know how much goes on about gifts. Gifts should be nice enough the way it's supposed to be, not the way it's supposed to be. To me, the chasna watch and the chasna whatever else the chasna is supposed to get, it should be, I really think to you, it should be almost a davar mos. It should be a disgusting thing. What is it? I'm getting married, so that's what counts. The watch. Gold, what do you do with a gold watch anyway? What do you have from a gold watch? And you still have a watch. So Baruch Hashem, you have two hands. You can wear the gold watch also. It's like, to me, it's almost a davar mos. I once heard of Schwab talking about money. He said he once heard from an Adam Gadol. Just like today, nowadays, you know, certain Heilige Yidden, they won't say, like the word Chazer, they won't say. They call it a Davar Acher. The Chazal talk about things like Mishkav Zohar. They don't talk, they say Davar Acher. They don't express such mystic a thing. So when Mashiach comes, people refer to money as a Davar Acher. It's a Davar Acher. Now, I'm not in the Madrega to talk about money as a Davar Acher. But the gifts that they give, that mean nothing, because they have to give it. It's just a double loss. Now, I'm not saying you should ask that way about gifts you have to give her. But about gifts you have to get, it's just so, it's such an emptiness. It's a total emptiness. And what the thing is that people get so caught up in it. They get caught up that it's just an incredible thing. It's a lack of panemius. It's Yitzhak Davai Gazar. It's Chitzainius Nadwi Panemius. You go, you date a girl, this is what you're getting married for, to have a gold watch. It matters. But people say it's not the gold watch, it's that they don't care enough about me to give me a, right? To give me a, Baruch Hashem, I don't hear it from the guys, I hear it from their parents usually. You know, they don't care enough about him to. It should be such a davar mos. You should train yourself that it should be a davar mos. It means nothing. If somebody gives you a gift that they don't have to give you, it means something. They give you a gift because, you know, oh, she's a kamala, what do we have to buy? Oh, we have to buy this, you know. For the kittel. You can be excited about the kittel. So it's not, you have to train yourself. But that feeling is, that's something that a person has to train himself. It's a person having a certain thing, they not my, to know what pizzaimius is and what pizzaimius is. It's a tremendous avaita. Maybe it's my mishigas, but I drive in the Yiddish neighborhoods and it echoes me. It's disgusting. I see a house is going up and they have windows, you know, these rounded brick windows. Now, if you have money, Mitz Hashem, you'll have money, you'll get yourself a big house with enough room to spread out. Anything that makes your life easier, you get yourself dishwashers, you know, one for milk, one for fleshes, one for parrot, one for just in case one of the others is not working, and whatever you want. They make life easier, I'm all for it. They make life. But things that are totally chitzainius, that have zero panemius, why would a person, now I don't care if you have a rounded window, or a squared window, a rectangular window, but why would a person put his cup and his money into having a window that's rounded? What does he have from it? He has that when the window breaks, he has to get a custom-made glass, right? What does he have from it? It's just such a shtus. It's just absolutely disgusting. I was once driving down a block with my wife, and there was one of these big houses going up, and somebody has a big family and he has a big house, and there's a frumi yid in front. There were a few pillars in front of the house going up, and he was there with the workers and showing them the ornate design of the pillar. I was showing them something, I don't know exactly what, and he was looking up and pointing, and I couldn't believe it. I stopped the car, I wasn't going there, and I was staring at the guy and we couldn't believe it. There's a frumi yid and it matters to him the design of the pillar around his. I only need a pillar for. He only needs a pillar because in order to have a pillar, he made the projection in front of the house so he can have the pillar to hold up the projection. When you pull away the pillar, the projection falls and the house is nice. So people put their head into it. I mean, it's such a double poshut that it's a double moral. It's such a pure chitzainius with no pininius. It's a yitzra d'avay d'zara, Chazal said. And Mr. Muriel says it, Tzadik says, you know, Tzadik says, avay d'zara is called zifchei meisim, because a mace is what? It's the chitzainius without the pininius. You look at a friend. What do you see? You see his goof. Your eyes, you see his goof. You're not a friend because of his goof. You're a friend because of his personality, who he is. His pininius. What's a mace? It's just a chitzainius without the pininius. That's avay d'zara, chitzainius without pininius. The Tzadik says that's why in avay d'zara you have to burn. Namely, tikkun el asreifa. And even after the osur, even if you burn it, every bit of mamoshes of chitzainius is also by avay d'zara. That's avay d'zara. And that's why kol l'tzeinusa asura, chutz mu l'tzeinusa avay d'zara. What's the tzonis? So this is empty ridicule. Someone's a ganiv, you want to teach him to be good, you don't ridicule him, it doesn't get anywhere. If he's a ganiv, he has pnimius, this is pnimius is that he likes money. He has a reason why he steals. If he desires chitzainius without pnimius, it's nothing. There are a lot of things around us that are just pure chitzainius without pnimius. And you can easily get caught up in it. Because there's the yetzer hara, if I desire that, it seems it's not possible. Is to see the Bairi Ailam in things. And not to see just the chitzainius, anything which is pure chitzainius without pinimius. And I'm not talking about things that make a person, make his life easier, that give a person pleasure. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things that have no, make no sense except that people conjure up a certain image. That drags a person down. And yet, we live in a society that's ruled by chitzainius and avay pinimius. An interesting experience once. A certain couple got engaged. And one side, which is from our neighborhood, the chasna side, were very simple people. They would make a chasna in Brooklyn Hall and finish. The other side, the kallah side, was wealthier. They wanted to make it out in Marina Del Rey, I think it was, one of those places. So they told them they want to make it. They said, you know, we can afford it. Even though the chasna only plays some music and flowers, but you make it there, it's more expensive. So the kallah side said, you know, we'll pay the difference. Okay, whatever it costs you, we'll pay. Fine. So they came, the kallah's father, somebody I know, so he came to talk to me with his wife. They're very disturbed. Quite a disturbed. Because the chasna is talking to the kallah like, you know, the man hashalom, we gave in that you can make it there. He used that type of expression, not with kindness or anything. He said, he was telling, you know, the man of Shalom, so we don't want to make fights, so we're making it out in this place where you want it to be. They couldn't understand. I mean, he should be market type to them. They're spending thousands and thousands of dollars so they can have it in this fancy place. And what's wrong with this boy? You know, he's saying, you know, the man of Shalom, we do it there. And they couldn't understand. They came to me, they were sitting in my house with me. I told him, you know, if my son was engaged to your daughter, you gave me a choice. To make it there and you'll pay for the bills, or to make it in Brooklyn. I would choose Brooklyn. I don't want the people to schlep an hour there, an hour back. For what? You can see the water. You can see the Bronx. Who wants to look at the Bronx anyway? You know, and you schlep, you know, the people come late, they have to schlep an hour. They leave early, they have to schlep an hour. And they have many more mirrors. There's no shy way. You have more mirrors. And then I said, no questions. But for what? Who needs it? I would prefer, if it was exactly the same price there and here, I would do it here. I explained to them they should be thankful they have such a son-in-law. They should be thankful, you know. He's not the one who's making demands on them. He's not, you know, he's saying, you know, do it there. He has nothing from it. And that's the way we should be. We should be that way. Yes, nothing from it. They were. They were very straight people. They were very satisfied. They were very tafreen. They still made the chasna then. But they understood. They understood. To what degree it went in, I don't know. But you know, everyone was getting along. This is the one thing that bothered them. They didn't understand it. Couldn't understand. I rather once had a mispahal who told me, I don't understand. I have a son-in-law, somebody grabbed from this yeshiva. He says, I don't understand. He doesn't want to watch. What kind of shlump is he? What kind of shlump is he? So I told him, when I was a chasna, I also told my father-in-law, I don't need a watch. And I have a watch. When it breaks, I'll let you know. You can be in the one. Yeah. My watch costs about $20 at that time, which is expensive then, because 20 then is like 40 now, right? So, glad I never cashed in on it. You know, I still have But, you know, people lose sight. Why? Where does a person come from to talk that way? People lose sight. The Yitzra, the Avodah Zarah, is here. It's alive and well. It just has a different form. The form of Chitzainius, the Brit Minius. Yaakov Avinu, Ani Bin Chabar Ha'esav, is a big limud. It's a limud that a person has to be honest with himself. He has to be honest with himself. Nobody in the world is going to know. Eventually Rashi knew what he taught us, but Yaakov did it to nobody else. No one, he did it for himself. A certain honesty, a certain straightness of machshava. It's a crooked world. It's a very crooked world. It's a world in which the chitzainius is stressed at its expense of panemius all of the time. And it's a shame. It's a shame. There's so much accent is put on chitzainius. And to the extent that we don't see panemius, but no. That's in Piyag Rosh Hashanah. That's why the Rambam spells out the Yitzhar Davai Dazar. Why does he spell it out? He doesn't spell out anything this way. He spells it out because you should understand. That's what it is. So this is a lesson to take from the parasha. The lesson of a person being honest with himself, having values, being strong in his values. It's hard to be alone. It's hard to be one person in the world. But you have chaverim, you have a chabura. It should be a chabura that doesn't care. It shouldn't be, you know, if your friend is a chosn, you got a gold watch, that you have to see it. You have to see, you know, like the girls, you know, you got a diamond ring, they all have to go, you know, the diamond ring. To me, every diamond ring looks the same. I don't really know the difference. Some bad differences, and you have to, you're not girls, you don't have to say, and a guy, and a person's watch, and a person's thing, and then, it's not, the panemius means, it's a stira. When you stress chitzainius, it's less panemius. And to the extent that you're going to invest your energy in chitzainius, you're going to lose it in panemius. So that's a lesson from the otherwise innocent looking Rashi in this week's passion. Good Mishnah.